Howdy, neighbors. Midday today, Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check your midday agricultural news here on K101. We're back in just a moment. Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches coming Friday, April 26, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head, including 150 Angus bulls and more. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. Lots of information, including the sale book, videos, and more available at expressranches.com. The Grass Time Sale from Express Ranches, April 26.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
We've known Billy Cook for a lot of years, working with him when he was in charge of the agricultural division down at the Noble Foundation. He's moved on and is now involved with a group known as Enriched Ag. Billy, tell us about your involvement with this particular group.
I've been working initially as a consultant and now full-time with Enriched Ag, the ag tech company that we're focused primarily, at least initially, on pasture and range management and how that can impact soil health and how that ultimately can impact other ecosystem services that we think will have value in the future.
You're gathering data and then trying to give some information back, some relevant bullet points back to a producer. Tell me how that all works.
Okay, well, initially what we do is we gather data wherever we can find it, whether that's soils data, weather data, satellite imagery. Imagery is really our niche. If we can get imagery, we can make analysis from that imagery. So we've started with satellite imagery, high resolution frequent satellite imagery with these other data sources. So we bring all that data together in such a way that we can provide the insights to make grazing management decisions without having to do all the work. You know, I spent a lot of years helping producers put together grazing management plan, and we did a lot of effort, did a lot of calculations and made them a nice written plan. And probably I can go back to where we put it on the shelf that day and it's still there. Right? It's a static document. What we claim is we have a dynamic grazing management tool. So you can understand things like available grazing days, recovery days, stocking rate, stocking density, by looking at a single page and make your decision daily based upon that, or weekly, whatever the time frame is.
Billy Cook of Enriched Ag. And more to come today here on K101. We're back in just a moment. Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
USDA is announcing some new rules as far as dairy cattle movement in response to the HPAI infections of some dairy cattle in Kansas, Texas, and other states. According to USDA's announcement, prior to interstate movement, dairy cattle will be required to receive a negative test for influenza A virus. That'll be in effect next Monday, April 29th. Other details of these new requirements on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Ron Hayes for K101.